We'd like to offer you this opportunity to take the next 5 minutes with us and simply be with us as we offer you this visualization. And for many of you, we offer to close your eyes, or you may look at us and gaze if that is what you prefer. Gazing being a very powerful way, eye-to-eye contact that can transmit energy, whichever you prefer. So we would like you to begin with the notion of your highest healed state. You do not have to know what that means in absolute. You do not have to know what that even means for you. It is merely an opportunity for you to step into that energy, to be with and experience yourself, to work with what might be. And in doing that, it starts with a simple act of claiming life moment by moment, which is fueled by the breath and breathing. With each breath, you are fueling the engine of life, the engine of your life. With each exhale, you are relaxing to allow whatever is no longer useful, what is no longer healed, what is no longer purposeful, to be sloughed off, to be released, to be sent into the ethers, to be recycled. As oxygen is taken in, so too carbon dioxide is breathed out, and it is used by the plants of this planet. And then they in turn transpire and release oxygen back to you. A perfect cyclical exchange when in balance. And with each breath, the experience of your highest healed self begins to vibrate around you. Notice we did not say you have to see it or visualize it or imagine it. Just allow the vibration to be around you. For some of you, it may feel like a distant vibration. It may feel as if it's barely noticeable. For others of you, you may experience it as a thrum, a pulsing, something inside you rather than outside you. There is no right to this. There is no wrong to this. It is merely an observation, an experience, an awareness, a tracking of where you are right now. And if you find this highest healed state vibration, something you are more or less curious about, now, with an act of your own will, your conscious self-determination, you can amplify it and bring it closer. Or you can fine-tune, potentially reduce the volume to its precise wavelength or notes. That which is exactly right for you in this moment. And let that be in perfect harmony within your being right at this moment. every day you can revisit this experience. Every day you can repeat this recitation, this invocation, this invitation to your highest healed state. Bringing it closer, expanding it, directing it to where it's most needed. Learning to feel the controls of it, the dials, the knobs, the meters, the measures, all the adjustments that allow you to experience its refinement and its expansion. So for now, wherever this highest healed state is for you in this moment, we're going to ask you now to employ your intellectual center and allow a vision to come to your mind that from this highest healed state, you can begin to draw as if it were your paints on the easel or your clay on the board or your stone in front of you, that you can begin to shape or mold or draw a sense of your highest yield or output state. Where what you give and what you produce in the world is not only a function of the actions you take or the directions you hold, but the vibration that you radiate and the vibration of the highest healed state is the optimal vibration to produce the output of your highest yield state. And you may have a vision that is as personal and ordinal as what your best activity for the rest of the evening, the most fulfilling, the most vibration and life affirming. Or it may be an exalted public or grand view about the contribution you want to join in to make with humanity at large, with the planet at large, with the universe at large. And any given day that you repeat this visualization, this recitation, know that you can co-create with your imagination, your link with essence, that vibration of the highest healing state. And then from it, have revealed the image of the direction or type of your highest yield output state for that moment, for that day, for that period, or perhaps even the rest of your days, whatever is true for you. So experiencing this harmonized vibration of healed and yield perfectly in sync so that the output of who you are is the most congruent, the most abundant, and the most purposeful in the world, not only of your own life, but of every living thing you interact with. And allowing yourself once again to just be aware of your breathing and how the inhalation and exhalation are like the revving and idling of a finely tuned engine of the vehicle that is your personality in this lifetime. When you feel ready, when you experience yourself as complete, in whatever way that means, simply allow yourselves to open your eyes, be present, and back into the group in the here and now. So with that, we offer you all a moment or some opportunity for those of you who wish to either report your experience or share what you may have noticed, if you care to. And if there is no one that unmutes themselves to either share or ask a question about that, we will pause 5 minutes for a refreshment break after that. And then we'll come back and we will turn it over to you for your questions, audience Q&A, as it were, and your participation. So again, for anyone who is interested, you may unmute yourself. And one of the things that I neglected to mention earlier is that there is a button at the bottom of your screen called Reactions. And for those of you who we can see on screen, you could literally raise your hand, but it might be easier if you use the Reactions tab and see that there is something called Raise Hand. And if you can see on my square, there is a graphic of a hand up that would indicate you're asking a question or wanting to be having an opportunity to speak. So if I see any hands go up, either visually or in the corner, we can go ahead and I'll respond to those, or you can make your statement about what you experienced.